You're listening to the Drunk Mormon Missionary Podcast. Your host is Elder Rob, the Drunk Mormon Missionary. Every week he gets drunk and brings you the Drunk Mormon Gospel. His word is the drunken word of God. So sit back, pour yourself a drink and enjoy.
All right, hey, this is Elder Rog, the Drunk Mormon Missionary, and we usually do this on Sunday, but it's Saturday night. I'm drunk, and I got Investigator Eric sitting over there. Investigator Eric doesn't like being on Facebook Live. We also have Investigator Kristen sitting next to... There, she'll pop her head in. Yeah. She's a little bit more brave. And we're sitting in my room. So welcome to my room. Yay! It's pretty messy. Anyway, welcome to the Drunk Mormon Missionary Podcast, where I, Elder Wrong, take it upon myself to drunkenly tell you the Word of God as found in Mormon theology and LDS scriptures, the Book of Mormon, Drunk Book of Mormon stories, right here, right now. Hey, Isaac, my son is watching right now, and he just said hi. So,
Hi, Isaac.
It's good to. I don't see you, but hey, you see me. Okay, so last episode was. This is episode 14. Of the Drunk Mormon Missionary Podcast. Last episode was episode 13, and I was in Salt Lake. That was about Thanksgiving. Yay, holidays. And I was in Salt Lake, and we did that one from the tub, which I'm not opposed to doing another Drunk Mormon Missionary Podcast from bathtub.
I don't think there was a wee.
Oh, I did it. Eric was here in Phoenix. I was in Salt Lake all by myself. And I did a podcast from a tub, and it was very, very, very interesting and fun. And we did the walk. I did a walking tour. We. Why do I say we?
I don't know.
It's like a psychosis thing. And we, the proverbial we as an I, walked around Salt Lake and gave you a tour of everything. That was really great and really wonderful.
Is the we your physical self and your spiritual self?
I thought your husband's on a date tonight. He's watching Facebook Live. That makes me so funny. Hi, Juan. Juan's supposed to be on a date tonight, and he's not. Hey, Juan.
Hi, Juan.
Or he was, or what, I don't know what he's doing.
Right.
Maybe he's watching this podcast as a date.
This is his date.
I would not recommend necessarily watching. I mean, if you wanted a second date, this would not be the date material. I would like kind of. It depends. I don't know.
I agree.
I wouldn't. This is a horrible podcast.
No, I agree that you don't want to do this when you're on a date.
No.
This is like a date failure.
This is date failure.
Right.
Yeah, totally.
Well, that's something you can bond over. Like, how shitty this is.
Right, how this shitty? Moment. Talk in the mic. Talk in the mic. Talk in the mic.
All right.
Anyway, I think we're picking this up. We're getting a lot of super gain. We're kind of yelling in the mic here, probably drowning everybody out.
Rawr.
Let's see if I turn this down.
Cat noises.
Working on the mic stuff. Oh, where's the drink? That's a very good question. Tonight's episode,
Polish Vodka,
is brought to you by Luksusowa. It's potato vodka that I bought at Safeway. Normally, this would be... I do a lot of White Russians.
You do?
Yeah, tonight we're just doing shots with cranberry Schaefer. I kind of need
Schaefer?
A
chaser.
A chaser. A Schaefer. I work for a Schaefer. Don't know why I'm thinking about the guy I work for, Schaefer. Can I do a Schaefer tonight? What kind of Schaefer? Schaefer, after you drink the vodka. I wouldn't recommend chafing her, though.
Chafing is generally not a good thing.
That's a good way to end a date, too, is chafing.
Yes.
Generally not recommended.
Depending.
Yeah. Well,
Depending on what?
Well,
friction is good. Chafing is bad.
Right.
But if we're talking about like Mormon premarital sex, there's usually a lot of chafing. Because it's like all over the clothes.
Right. Yeah. That dry humping
the
thing.
The dry humping thing, right?
Yeah. There's a product that marathoners use to like use on the inside of their thighs so they don't have that when they run. Have these like young Mormons heard of these, like, do you know like lubricant things? No? It's like deodorant. But you put it on your skin under your clothes so you don't have friction burns like that.
I need that.
So like for all the dry humping that may happen as like
is it good for like rubbing yourself like through your pants too?
Well, it must be. If it works like on your inner thighs, yeah. You know, as they're like running for like, you know, 26 point whatever miles, it would probably work under someone's pants.
All right.
Okay, so there's a good health tip for you.
Chasers.
For all you young Mormons who are doing the dry humping.
Just watch
wear deodorant underneath your clothes.
I don't know that it is deodorant. It just looks like deodorant.
All right.
Go to the running store. Ask them about... I don't know,
chafing.
Friction and
can we,
chafing.
Can you do me a favor?
Yes.
Would you go get me that cranberry juice?
Yes.
Just fill my glass up, would you?
I'll just bring it in here. You're going to need
one
glass.
No, just
no, I'm
that.
Bringing it in.
All right, he's going to bring it in. Ha, Eric got on camera.
No, 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 no.
No, 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 no. All right, well, while we're waiting for Investigator Eric, to bring me a little cranberry juice to go with my... That is Quick's fucking cranberry juice. Hers.
Quick has claimed. Oh, she's
Quick,
sharing.
Quick
the
has
cranberry
claimed
juice.
The cranberry juice.
But she's sharing.
Well, I'm not going to drink all of it.
She needs an alias. The one who shall not be named.
All right. Cranberry juice. All right. While we're waiting, let's go ahead and toast to the great God.
Woo woo!
The God that we are going to worship tonight is the God of Spock, as you can see.
All hail Spock!
All hail Spock!
She who will not be named, give you a straw.
That's very sweet.
All right, so we're toasting to the great God of Spock.
All hail Spock!
All hail Spock! So cheers!
Cheers!
Amen. Luxa sova.
Salud.
Oh man. Whoa. Mm.
Is that like number 4 or 5 or something?
That brings some drunken nights. Some drunken memories that I have forgotten over the years. Definitely. But it was good. Polar's vodka. Yay. Stolat. All right.
See, often just not make sense like this.
It's the Drunk Mormon Missionary Podcast. Of course he doesn't make sense most of the time.
What are we supposed to make sense about?
Just, yeah. No, nothing, really.
Nothing? No, come on. You brought it up. Making sense. Come on.
I was just I don't know.
excuse me.
I think.
We're kind of on a... On a 14-year-old level here. I've been told, anyway.
You just shake your
what's
head.
What's going on?
Eric's just shaking his head.
We are already 8 minutes and 47 seconds into this podcast.
Are we just kidding? Like,
should we get to business?
let's do something,
We are doing something.
Oh, yeah. Teach me things.
I think anyone were shot, though.
We help the children with this chafing issue.
That's right. That was a public service announcement. Coconut oil apparently also works for...
Yeah, they just had this stuff. So back when I was in college, I got to see my girlfriend's roommates do the dry humping thing all the time. They'd be out in the living room, sitting on the papasan, dry humping. And it's like, just get a room. Get it over with.
Hello. Can you hear me? Is this working? Like this? I want details, though.
Details?
About dry humping?
Yeah, about the dry humping.
There's not much details about dry humping. It's like two people fully clothed in a papasan just rubbing on each other. Right. I don't think they had that back then. It was like 30 years ago. There was no underpants deodorant back then.
There's no underwear.
There we go. It's working now.
called Pantaloons.
Pantaloons, that's right.
What?
Back in pirate days.
But I do.
I grew up and there was a dry humping going on.
But I do.
Arr. Arr. That's what that sound they were making. Arr. On the Papa's
You what? Investigator quick. Yeah, no one can hear you. Talk in the microphone.
You guys, help them stay on task.
Sometimes it's difficult.
That was quick.
I'm sober.
Oh, Garrett says hi. Oh. Hi, Garrett.
Hi, Garrett.
Put your face
I'm
on there.
Garrett.
Say
no,
hi
I'm
to
not.
Garrett.
I'm not. I'm going to put my face in there. No.
Take, come say hi to Garrett. Garrett says hi. Come on. Put your face on. There you go. That's quicksand right there. Right there. That was quicksand. The infamous quick. All right. Dry humping. Is that still the topic?
I think we are over the dry humping. Maybe.
Have you ever done any dry humping?
No.
Have either of you done dry humping?
What's the point?
What? Really? What's the point?
Well, you don't, I mean, they dry hump because the kid can't have sex.
Well, you can have sex after you dry hump, too. Sometimes it's fun just to dry hump to get up to that point of, like, wanting to have sex.
Have you heard of this thing called foreplay?
It's called foreplay.
Yeah, absolutely. Dry humping doesn't come into the foreplay, though.
It doesn't.
No.
It doesn't count as foreplay.
No.
Okay, so where does dry humping land in, like, the spectrum of sex? It's not sex, apparently, and it's not... It's
extremely
not
frustrated, can't go further sex.
Eric so makes a point. Investigator Eric makes a very strong point.
So maybe you're not stuck there, though. Maybe it's like a temporary state of being.
It's a very long temporary state of being when you have to wait to get married.
Yeah, well, they're not
okay.
Right.
No, well, of course not.
Garrett wanted to see the bling of the microphone. I have a gold microphone. All right. Dry humping, I think we've exhausted that topic quite well. So I'm going to drink again. I'm getting really drunk. Here we go.
Oh, shots of vodka.
I hope I don't puke on Facebook Live. That would be horrible.
I don't know about horrible. Ratings might go up.
Maybe. Our YouTube channel ratings are abysmal.
There's so many YouTube channels.
So we got, Elder Wrong, so I, Elder Wrong, have a YouTube channel. You can go to YouTube and actually, here's the process, the creative process of this very, very important, meaningful afternoon special type of podcast is this. What we do. Work!
It's usually my mic that's not working.
No, I got the bad cord here. There we go. All right, so I need some duct tape. Or I should just go spring for a new mic. All right, so the process for this podcast is thus, that I usually try to do this on Facebook Live first because it's kind of cool. And I get about 3 or 4 listeners or watchers, and that's okay. And then we do the podcast and upload that to Podbean, and that gets broadcast out to iTunes and Stitcher and I guess some other... Google Play, yeah. Right. Some other podcast things. And there are podcast people who like to listen to podcasts. You can't watch a podcast, right?
Right.
And then I upload the YouTube or the Facebook shit to YouTube. Oh, someone give me a bunch of hearts. That was Kristen. Thank you. You're so sweet. And it goes up to YouTube. So Elder Wrong's got a YouTube channel. Share it with your friends. It's Elder Wrong. Just type in Elder Wrong and you'll find my channel. Podcast. Podcast on Podbean,
right?
And type in Drunk Mormon Missionary on iTunes or Stitcher or Google Play or Podbean or any of that shit, and I'll come up. Alright, let's see, what else we got? I'm going to be getting these, so if you're watching the video, stickers. Actually, it'll be kind of like this. No, should I do this or should I do Drunk Mormon Missionary Podcast? No, we'll do the Army of Shirtcocking Elders. So I'm going to be doing stickers coming up here on and YouTube.
If you don't know, this is mimicking everything. An missionary's name button thing.
Yeah, for the listeners of the podcast, I have Elder Wrong stickers. They're missionary tag stickers that say Elder Wrong, the Army of Shirtcocking Elders, the Latter-day Saints. Because Jesus hates pants. So. Ask me on Facebook for one of these stickers. And when they come in, I'll ask for your like address and shit like that. And I'll send you a sticker for free. For listening to the podcast. And for being my friend. Because I don't have many of those anymore. I tend to burn all my bridges. Thank you, Kristen. A little sad faced. All right.
Now we're
descending
to like
we're already 15 minutes. We're kind of losing everybody.
Just getting sad.
We're starting to lose anybody. All right.
Drunk Mormon Missionary Show is so boring.
Sad. We are
depressing.
We are covering very sad, depressing material here too. That's kind of the thing. All right. So last episode, we're in Drunk Book of Mormon Stories.
Right.
We did the whole Nephi. Now, you don't listen to these podcasts, do you, Eric?
I haven't yet. I should.
You should?
Yeah.
You don't go back and review the
information. I really don't recommend listening to my podcast to anybody. Not on my worst enemy. I would not listen to this podcast if I were you.
No, it's entertaining.
Okay. We got some Facebook people. Scott D. Ruby. I'll be your friend if you can guess what I am drinking.
Like 50 questions or something?
Would it be a bottle or a pint of camel piss?
I'd say the odds are pretty good.
He's not answering. I'm probably wrong.
Maybe he lost his internet connection.
Okay, I'm going to say Jack Daniels. No. All right. I have no fucking clue. I do not claim to be a prophet, Scott. So, like, go. I do not know the future. I'm not omnipotent.
Omnipotent or omnipresent?
Or
maleficent.
Yeah. Or what's the other word when you can't have sex?
When you can't have sex?
Impotent.
Impotent. Do not claim... I do not claim to be impotent.
Well,
that is atheist Jesus who is impotent. And all hail
and Elder
atheist,
Monson.
Atheist, atheist Jesus. All right, so Scott's drinking beer. Right on.
Well, what kind of beer, Scott?
Hopefully
it's one of those crafted microbrew things.
Aya.
Hi,
what is Aya drinking? We're playing the guess what I'm drinking game now. What the fuck do I get if I get it right? That's like, what's my incentive here? Huh?
What Aya be drinking?
What does Aya usually drink? A Burning Man.
Tiny things.
I think, a mini bar. You got the mini bar, so it's got to be some mini drink.
Tiny drinks.
Some tiny drink of something. Sam Adams. It's a good beer.
Sam Adams, yeah.
I would drink it. I don't know. I'm not really a beer.
I used to drink Sam Adams sometimes.
I like vodka.
My brother-in-law from Puerto Rico, who now lives in Panama, that's his favorite beer.
Does he watch the podcast?
No, but he should. This is for right now. I'm gonna have to come back and tell you right now. Yeah.
All right.
Friends, well, stop.
Eventually we're gonna get to Book of Mormon story. We're working there. Red Bull. Well, that's no fun, Aya. But that you're absolutely right. I should have known that. But sometimes you get drunk at Burning Man. Misty is drinking wine. Yay, Misty! Excuse me. Well, I'm drinking potato vodka. So, Nazdrovia, as they say in Poland, and Stolat. And all that type of bullshit. I probably should stop drinking that. God, how did my ancestors survive?
5 or 6.
That's horrible. That's real horrible. Okay.
They had to get drunk while the Russians and the Austrians and the Germans and everybody were invading them.
Everybody was invading the Poles all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so, Eric, here's what you missed.
What did I miss?
The last episode. Because we did... Because the last one I did with you was Nephi had to go kill the dude, right. Laban.
Well, he didn't have to do it. God told him to
kill him. God told him to kill a dude.
He had everything accomplished without killing the guy. And God's like, you got to kill him.
Not only just kill him, you got to cut his fucking head off.
And then punt it around the street like a
yeah, it wasn't just like, okay, take the sword and like stab him in the heart. No, it was like, cut the guy's head off.
And put it in the trash can.
Okay, God, I'll do that. And then he got the brass plates and took him back to his, and dressed up like this dude. And did the Clark Kent where it's like, oh man, he's got glasses on. That's not Superman. I don't know who that guy is.
Fooled the guy he killed servant to carry the plates because he was lazy.
Right. So, yeah, and tricked everybody right. by wearing like a loincloth and right. armor.
It's like, oh, that's good. That guy's clothes. He must be him.
It must be him. Anyway, they took the brass plates back to their dad, Lehi, right. back in the RV by the Red Sea, right? And he read the brass plates and he was like, oh, cool. It's
right.
basically like the Bible, the Old Testament.
And his brothers are kind of dicks.
The Torah. His brothers were dicks. So the next thing they had to do is they had to go back to Jerusalem.
Again?
Again, because they forgot to get women.
Oh, God. How could you forget that?
They went and they recruited Ishmael and his family because Ishmael had daughters.
Okay, so that
and some sons, and recruited them. And
what's the deal with the sons? Like, their dad doesn't have any daughters. Like, their sons are just like.
Well, supposedly Lehi had some daughters, but you never hear about the daughters in the Book of Mormon. Yeah, because they're women.
They did.
Who cares about women?
With his daughters.
What the heck is that? I have no idea what that is. Oh, it's a flashy thingy for taking pictures.
It's a sprinkler.
Oh, it's a sprinkler system. Quick is in the room bringing some sort of weird sex object into the room. Can I show it? Can I show it? This is... This will probably go up someplace later tonight. Hopefully not.
This is what Nephi was carrying around in the desert.
That's what Nephi used to kill, cut Laban's head off in the desert.
Oh, I know.
Wait a sec. I'm trying to get someplace.
Okay, we got dead air. Dead air.
Yeah, I'm
back.
Sorry. Sorry about the dead air. I'm trying to get into. Trying to look at. Oh, here we go.
Somebody's got the vodka.
Trying to get to LDS.org. Holy cow. Ugh. Sorry. I drank a little too much. I'm drinking a little too much tonight. Okay. Book of Mormon. All right, so last episode had to go get women for the sons to marry.
Right.
Are you drinking more? You're a wild woman. Okay, so that's where we're at. We're still. And so tonight we're going to do chapter 8 of the Book of Mormon. We're going to get into... some shit here of Book of Mormon stories drunkenly told by Elder Rung. All right.
Dean Chaser.
So guess what?
What?
It came to pass.
It did come to pass.
It came to pass. Again, that's the first thing we read in chapter 8 is that it came to pass. It came
to pass.
It sounds like you got a good amount of fiber.
Give her the microphone.
Oh,
Oh, I was just saying it sounds like you got a good amount of fiber.
It came to pass that they gathered seeds, apparently, of every kind of grain.
Seeds
and fruit.
Came to pass.
So the seeds came to pass. And then it came to pass again, all right? After we get into the important thing about the seeds, because that's pretty fucking important information.
The seeds.
To say, talk about seeds in the Book of Mormon.
Right.
These are seeds for plants. Seeds for plants. These are the kinds of seeds we're talking about.
It's seeds for planting, of course.
No, there are other kinds of seeds.
What kind of seeds are there if you don't plant them? What do you do with seeds, woman?
It depends where you plant the seeds.
I don't know why this is the first verse in chapter 8, and it came to pass that they gathered all together all manner of seeds of every kind, both of grain of every kind and seeds of fruit of every kind.
They have fruits and seeds.
Why he needed to tell us that, I have no clue. But it was important, and so he put it down that it came to pass.
Anything that comes to pass is very, very important.
And it came to pass again in verse 2. It came to pass one more time.
It came to pass again.
It comes a lot to pass
in
the Book of Mormon. There's a lot of coming and passing in the Book of Mormon. Lots of coming and passing in the Book of Mormon.
So they got the women and there's coming and passing.
Right.
And it came to pass that they got the women and they came again and passed.
Right. And
the women and the seed. It came to pass again. It was the first thing they did after they brought Ishmael is they came and passed.
Right.
All right. So it came to pass a second time or a third time that while they were in the wilderness, that Lehi, the father, came out of his little RV tent thing and said, "Hey, I had a dream. I dreamed a dream." He did Martin Luther King thing. I dreamed a dream. It says here, "I dreamed a dream." Well, Martin Luther King was like 200 years after Joseph Smith, so probably not. In other words, I have seen a vision. So dreams are visions to these people. All right. And because of the things, so Lehi was like, all right, so the things I saw in my dream, some of them, so I am going to be happy for Lehi and Sam because they're the good kids. But Laman and Lemuel, you guys are fuckers. According to my dream, you guys are fuckers.
Crappy dreams.
I gotta blow my nose. Wait, here we go.
About that stuff? Like journal dreams?
Live journal.
A journal.
Right.
Dream journal.
Sorry, Facebook Live. Lost a bunch of viewers.
Two of my kids are real assholes.
Two of my kids are going to be cool. Two of my kids are going to be assholes. Yeah, you have kids. How do you have dreams that like two of them are going to be okay and two of them are going to be like fucked?
I have realities where I feel like two of them are fucked. The thing is, it changes.
My kids listen to this, so I can't say shit about them.
The day. They take turns. If my kids are listening, you know what? Stop. Go to bed. Mommy says go to bed.
Your kids should not be listening to this podcast. Yeah. You're a horrible mother. Your kids are 4 years old. You're a horrible mother if your kids are listening to this shit.
For any of us.
All right. All right. So in Lehi's dream, let's get back to Lehi's dream. He said that he saw a dark and dreary wilderness. And it came to pass again that he saw a man dressed in white and a white robe, of all things. And it came to pass again that he spoke unto Lehi, the man in the white robe, and said, and bade him follow me. And it came to pass again.
So like seven times the passes.
It's like every fucking verse. And it came to pass. And it came to pass. And then it came to pass again. And then in verse 7, it came to pass. That he was in a dark and dreary waste. All right. I'm just going to tell it because I know this shit.
Stupid.
I don't got to read pass. That. So it came to pass.
Who was it? It was Mark Twain that said if you took the "It Came to Pass" out of the Book of Mormon, it'd only be about 17 pages.
About
or something
17
like that.
Pages. That is Mark Twain. So it came to pass. It came to pass that Elrond took another shot of vodka. And it came to pass that Kristen passed the vodka to Elrond. And it came to pass
the vodka.
It came to pass that the vodka got passed and the vodka got poured into the Spock shot glass. And then it came to pass that Elrond did put the lid back on the vodka and put the vodka on his desk. And then it really came to pass that Elrond put the glass to his lips. And it came to pass that Elrond almost puked that time, but he held it back, and it came to pass.
Oh no, it's gonna come to pass something different soon.
Oh, right. And it came
to
pass.
To the next 14 of
All right. Well, it came to pass that Levi was in a dark and dreary waste with this dude in the white robe. And the dude in the white robe, it came to pass, took Lehi and brought him to a tree. And the tree was white and fruitful. It was a white tree.
Yeah, he's got like a Ku Klux Klan guy. Like, look at the white tree.
Do we have other options? Do you have to pick a white tree? Like, do we have other options?
The white robe. The white robe guy from the Ku Klux Klan took him to a white tree.
And there was a noose hanging
from
the white tree.
What the fuck? This was no. Did they have Ku Klux Klan back in the 1830s?
No, they did not.
All right.
They had racism, I'm sure.
I'm sure they had racism.
Oh, they had lots of racism. This book proved there was lots of racism back then.
Exactly.
Everything is white and delightsome.
Yeah, we've got a certain perspective we're going with here.
All right.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, God, don't be a female Mormon. Holy shit.
So the grand wizard of the Ku Klux Klan
came to Lehi
and brought him to the white tree. This is bad. And it came to pass that there was white fruit on the white tree.
Okay, this metaphor is getting really strange.
No, seriously, like, there's a million other things that
could. And it came to pass that Lehi did partake of the fruit, and it was very yummy.
Wait, did he even taste
white? And he ate the white fruit. And he desired that his white family would also partake of the white fruit.
Please, I'm so sorry, but did you make up that last part?
I did, about the white family.
That's what they meant to say.
Oh my God. Obviously. Like, this book is so fucked up.
This philosophy, and
oh my God, my hernia is killing me right now. All right, we got to get at least through chapter 8 tonight.
Right.
I'm trying really hard. All right. And he looked around, and there was a river of water, and it ran along near the tree where Lehi was partaking of the fruit. And he looked into behold from whence it came. He saw a head. He saw the head, therefore, a little way off. And at the head, he saw Sarai, his wife, and Sam and Nephi. And they looked like they have no fucking clue where to go. And it came to pass. And it came to pass. He said, come over here. Yo, come take, come get a taste of this fruit, this white fruit. It's pretty good. So Sarai and Sam Lehi went and took taste of the fruit, and they liked it. It was pretty good. And he saw Laman and Lemuel, and he asked them to come and see some of the, get some of this fruit. And they must have not been racist. Laman and Lemuel are probably a little bit more grounded. They're like, Dad, that's fucked up.
Right. Dad's not PC. You should at least eat some other different colors of fruit.
He's all, yeah, he's all, Dad, like, isn't that a thing? Like the dude in the hood and the white robe. No, that's fucked, dude. We're not going down that road. And they wouldn't come, and they went partake of the fruit, and then Lehi saw an iron rod. Now we're going to talk about iron rods, which is a metaphor for...
What could it be?
What can an iron hard rod be, Eric?
I have no clue.
Well, that's okay, because later on Nephi explains this shit to us, so we'll wait for Nephi to explain it.
I'm waiting in anticipation.
All right, and you also behold a straight and narrow path, and it was by the iron rod, or the rod of iron.
So is the rod of iron supposed to go down that straight and narrow path?
It's the rod of iron goes down. It's long and hard. It's a long rod. A very long and hard rod of iron.
As long as that straight and narrow path is white.
And it led them to a fountain. Wait. Okay, he's talking about a field now, and it's the world. All right. And he saw lots of people, and they wanted to be on the straight and narrow path that led to the white tree.
Well, who doesn't?
Yeah, give me a path leading a white tree.
Oh, my God.
Those white fruit.
And in the midst of darkness is bad. It's always bad, of course. And there was a mist of darkness, and so much who had commenced the path did lose their way. And they wandered off and were lost. Or maybe they're just looking for a Circle K.
Right.
I don't know. He's taking a lot of liberties about what these people were doing. But it's okay. It's his fucking dream, not mine.
Just refusing to take that straight.
Let's see. On the other side of the river, there's a great and spacious building. And it stood in the air, and it was high, and it was filled with people. And, all right, so in the great and spacious building, all these people making fun of Lehi. and all the people who are eating the fruit. All right. I don't really give a shit. And some people would go into the great and spacious building. Some people would hold on to the rod, the iron rod, the long hard iron rod. And they would make it to the white tree.
Are they grabbing Nephi's rod? Is that what you're saying?
Well, Nephi was already there eating fruit, so he probably had like he was eating that fruit out, baby.
While people are grabbing the rod,
and Nephi is eating the fruit, man, just sticking his fucking face right in that fruit and going, Nephi likes to eat fruit.
No wonder
it's a hot
rod.
Right,
exactly. People are putting their hands on his rod too,
and people are putting hands on their rod. But Laman Lemuel wouldn't partake of the fruit. Said. Said Lehi's father. Sorry.
We had to press a reset button.
I was a little bit stuck there. Let's see. Okay, so he feared for Laman and Lemuel because they don't want to eat fruit.
Like steak and potato people?
Steak and potato. Yeah, say that shit. If you're going to say something funny, Kristen, say it in the microphone so people can hear it, please. All right. What?
You're pausing now. This is like station identification time or something.
This is funny shit, dude. This book is hilarious. I never realized how funny this book was.
If you'd only known when you're.
If I really knew when I was a Mormon, a real Mormon missionary, man, my mission would have been totally different than what it was.
Did you get your tattoo in Poland?
No, I got my tattoo in Berkeley.
I totally lied to you about
your. I love my wife. Berkeley. All right.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the end of Lehi's dream, and he preached unto his kids and told them a bunch of shit, and he told them to keep commandments, and then he did cease speaking unto them, and there were no more come to passes.
They were done coming and passing.
Right. Well, with all the fruit and the rod.
And they sell the ladies now, right?
Right, they do.
Yeah. All right.
Probably pretty happy about Nephi's rod. Right.
I was kind of hoping to get in chapter 9, and chapter 10 is kind of long. It's not super long. Let's just finish up chapter 9. Chapter 9 is pretty easy. I'm just going to go through chapter 9, lickety-split. Blah, blah, blah. Because it's about Nephi making two sets of records. Each is called the Plates of Nephi. Larger plates contain the secular history, and the smaller ones deal primarily with sacred things.
Hi, and Yuri.
This is about 600 years to 592 BC. So,
well, that book has a lot of like bad transitions.
We're talking about the racist tree.
and
the racist tree of life.
Lehi's dream, and all of a sudden
with the KKK dude in the robe and the hood, and then we're all, and then Nephi going, I made some plates, I made big plates, I made small plates, the end. Okay.
Lehi's like, oh, thank God you did that.
That was chapter 9.
That was chapter 9.
Well, that was an exciting chapter.
Yay, where chapter are we at? Nine.
Chapter 8 was definitely better than chapter 9.
Chapter 9 fucking sucked. Fucking Nephi.
Chapter 9 sucked.
Talking to the mic. Grab the mic.
The mic is here now.
Yeah, because you can't hear it. If you don't, yeah, you have to actually talk right into it.
I have to talk right into it.
Yeah, look up there and you can see your gain. Up there.
Oh, the green thing up there?
No, yeah, the green thing and the blue thing.
Green thing and the blue thing, all right.
Yeah.
So I want the green thing to go thing? All right.
Yeah. And you want the blue thing to do that too.
Your blue thing did a lot more than my blue thing did. Oh, now it doesn't work.
We are, like, so... We have so much shit to get through. To get through this fucking book.
It's a good thing we don't have to do it all right now.
That's true.
No, we don't have to do it all tonight. But I'm just saying, like, we got material to cover for, like... I'll be, like, 80 years old by the time we get through this shit.
80 years old and how much vodka?
Oh, boy, that's
a lot of vodka.
That's a lot of vodka.
Like how much alcohol you'll go through by the time you reach the end of that book.
Probably thousands of dollars of absinthe, at least, and thousands of dollars of vodka.
It'll be a bit.
This is the sacrifice we make for our listeners.
This is a sacrifice. You're not drunk.
No, I don't. No.
No. It's my liver talking about, not yours.
Well, might as well sacrifice your liver for the cause.
Yeah, nonetheless. And it came to pass that Elder Ong decided to have another shot of vodka. God, my nose. You said, like, drinking, it's an antihistamine, right?
It's a histamine.
It's a histamine.
That's why you need to take the antihistamine to...
I need to take the antihistamine. Ah. Oh, boy, it's like a faucet. All right, well... Hey, John, we're done through the boring shit. Welcome to the podcast, dude. I'm just looking at seeing who's watching here. Clown Baby is now watching. It's funny because I think it's like mainly when I do the Facebook Live, it's mainly the my Facebook, my Burning Man friends watching. All right. Well, did you guys have any questions, comments about the racistry of life?
And the Grand Wizard.
The Grand Wizard. The KKK Grand Wizard helping Lehi become apparently racially pure or some shit like that. I don't know.
Well, then he had the iron rods and the straight path. And
God, that like that shit like went that went south fast, didn't it?
Iron rods coming and passing. Like this book is pretty. Like that's just one chapter in this thing, huh?
You can tell that that whoever wrote those gold tablets had a lot of sexual frustration.
And racist
something
tendencies.
Was definitely going on, yeah. Racist,
racism. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. God, I gotta fix this cord. Maybe it's just my interpretation. I don't know.
Oh. Let's take a poll.
John wants to know. Okay, we got a question here from John. And he wants to know if I have a casserole recipe. I'm not Betty Crocker, John. No, I don't have a casserole recipe.
We could whip out a casserole recipe.
No, fuck that shit. He's got Google. He's on Facebook. He fucking has Google. He can look up his own goddamn casserole recipe. Look up your own goddamn casserole recipe.
You should at least provide a casserole recipe for white fruit.
For white
fruit casserole.
Racist. You fucking racist, Eric.
Start with some white fruit. I mean, every casserole generally has some kind of pasta or something in it, doesn't it?
There's no casserole with white fruit.
Right.
No.
Yeah, okay, white. So you take some white pasta, right? Like, you boil that and drain it off. Put that in a...
No, we're not turning this podcast into a fucking...
Cooking show?
White supremacy podcast. Fuck
some
you.
White cheese.
I don't.
Cheese, there's like a white
fuck you guys. This is not. No.
Make a room
no,
like
this
a
is
white
not
cheese.
A racist podcast.
Nice.
No.
You know, with
no.
Garlic.
No. I don't care. I don't
nice
care who
beer
our fucking president elect
that's
is.
Right.
No. You know? No. Fuck that shit. No.
Only white onion.
No.
Right.
No. 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 La 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 la. Mushrooms. I'm not listening.
Right.
Fucking Trump supporters.
Maybe a little bit of chicken. Just like the breast, though.
All white, right.
White meat chicken.
All right.
We can call it breast meat.
Right, exactly.
If we call it breast meat, it's not racist.
I think maybe we're going... I think this podcast is going way south because of the subject matter, so I apologize.
Dude, that's our casserole recipe.
Apologize.
The Mormon white casserole.
You have to put potato chips on it, though.
Oh,
like,
this,
potato chips
this is
like
bullshit. This
white
is
potato
bullshit.
That would be tasty.
No red tomatoes. No red potatoes.
Potatoes? No.
No red potatoes.
Great. Yeah. White rice.
Are these like dinner recommendations?
Okay. I'm ending the podcast now. All right. Well, this has been the Elder Wrong Drunk Mormon Missionary. This has been the Drunk Mormon Missionary Podcast with my investigator, Eric. Say good night.
Good night.
And investigator, Kristen.
Good night.
Thank you for listening. Tune in next time, and we'll find out what happens with Lehi, fucking racist piece of shit, and his racist family.
I feel sorry for his other two sons though, because they're not racist.
They're not, and they
they're like
being talked to, like you guys are evil, and they're like we don't want anything to do with the fucking dude in the white robe,
right?
And the white tree,
right?
It's like. Dude, we're Middle Eastern, Dad.
Right, we're not even... You know,
white.
Right.
I prophesy unto you, Dad, that about 2,600 years from now...
Donald Trump's going to hate your ass.
Donald Trump's going to hate your fucking ass. Yeah. Yeah. No shit. Layman and Layman will get back. They didn't kill the fucker.
No. That
they
was,
didn't chop
that
anybody's
Nephi.
Fucking head off. That was Nephi. And Nephi is the righteous one.
Right.
Fucking bullshit. All right.
And Sam's just kind of like a drone. He just like goes along with whatever.
Yeah. Angel tells you, cut the fucker's head off. All right. You know, Layman and Lemuel are like, Dad, that's a little un-PC.
Right.
A little like not, that's not politically correct.
Right.
Then tree of life, it. Like white tree
and
of life and white this and white
yeah.
that and white men in robes and
right.
white hoods and... Dad, you're a little no. We don't want anything to do with it, and they get the bad rap.
Right. Right now, it seems like they're the good guys right now to me.
Yeah, I totally agree. All right, we're signing off. It is now 50 minutes into the podcast. This is a good time to end it. So, all right.
I think we're past 15 minutes.
50. I said 50. All right, we'll turn in next time for a Drunk Mormon Missionary podcast. Drink lots of beer or whatever. Just be drunk. Drunk's good. But do it responsibly. Do not drink and do not drive. Amen. Merry Christmas, y'all. Bye.